Good afternoon. At 2 p.m, here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. On Wednesday evening, Amnesty International Luxembourg organised a march through Luxembourg City to call for the protection of human rights and to draw attention to injustices both at home and abroad. Around 100 people took part in the torchlit demonstration, singing songs and delivering speeches about peace and human rights. And while most attendees said they were satisfied with the human rights situation in Luxembourg, they also acknowledged ongoing challenges. Also yesterday evening, the CSV National Council convened its national committee, district committees, MPs and representatives of affiliated organisations for a meeting at the Centre Barblet in Strassen, where the council approved the proposed ministerial reshuffle appointments following the resignation of Labour Minister Georges Michaud. Around 100 members voted unanimously in favour of selecting Mark Spouts as the new Minister of Labour and Martin Hansen as Minister for Sports. The National Archives are due to finally be housed together in Belval by the end of next year. Often called the country's collective memory, supporting administrations, researchers and private individuals who need to take a deep dive into the records of ministries and public services. They are currently housed in various locations and their enormity means that if laid out end to end, they would stretch 50 kilometres. In international news, widespread disruption has hit Portuguese air travel and trains, hospitals and schools today as unions called the biggest nationwide strike action for more than a decade against government labour reforms. Lisbon's main train station was empty with most services cancelled and the TAP Air Portugal national airline called off about two-thirds of its normal 250 flights. Bulgaria's Prime Minister has today said that his government was resigning after less than a year in office following a series of anti-corruption protests. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets across Bulgaria on Wednesday to protest against the government and corruption in the latest rally since the end of last month. Sports now, and we start with football. Real Madrid coach Xabi Alonso has said he feels backed by his squad to stay at the helm despite a 2-1 Champions League defeat by Manchester City last night. There were fears Alonso could be axed should Real lose to City, but despite the fans whistling the team at the final whistle, the players seem to be battling hard for their manager. And finally, Eddie Jones will be the coach of Japan at the 2027 Rugby World Cup after surviving a performance review at the end of a mixed second year back in charge. Japan Rugby Football Union chairman Kensuke Iwabuchi said after an executive board meeting on Wednesday that there had been various discussions before deciding to back the 65-year-old Australian head coach. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's all a bit same old, I'm afraid, as today will again be a mixture of fog, mist and cloud. It should hopefully remain dry, however, and the temperature is currently 8 degrees, possibly rising a degree or two this afternoon.